We're back. Chat Pack Live lives yet again. The haters out there probably saying they took another break. They're not coming back. But guess what, haters? I'm here. Yeah, I am joined by my lovely co-host as well. But I'm here to say you can stuff it. I hope you got a big old pot of coal in your stocking for the holidays and a big old vat of Gatorade, because not only are the Chat Pack boys back at it and back out here like the bad boys that we baddin', Ben Colvin's here as well. Ben, thank you. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Can I just interject and say, did you say Gatorade?
Haterade.
Oh, I heard Gatorade.
All the haters are out there.
I think we all heard.
Did
Gatorade.
You tell our drinking. Listeners to stuff it?
Yeah,
the haters, not the viewers, not our lovely viewers, just the haters out there.
Okay,
the haters to stuff.
I think Ben is our biggest hater, to be honest.
That could be.
Ben is our biggest hater.
Ben, yeah, significant.
I'm not stuffing it though.
You can stuff it.
I'm not.
You know who was stuffing it? This guy, Ben. Oh.
What?
That thing you guys,
yes,
I had a line going and it was not, I was, so Ben and I were playing NBA on MVC last night. Oh. And I was going to say I was stuffing him like basketball stuff, but then the way it came out just sounded a lot more
it's 2020.
I
mean,
I know that Ben is drawing a lot of the penises, but I just didn't think he was going to take it that far.
Yeah, but you know, I did. But anyway, welcome. This is Chat Pack Live. Is that technically still what we call ourselves, Chat Pack Live, or are we just Chat Pack?
I think just Chat Pack.
All of it. Chat Pack Podcast. Because
we're not always live. This is the Chat Pack Podcast.
Chat Pack Occasionally Live, the podcast.
That's a good movie title.
That's going to be the documentary.
This is where,
but we need a lot of semicolons.
I'm gonna try and move this a little bit closer because I'm louder than you, and I'm gonna do a little lean as well. Hey, camera, you like this lean?
What if, like, for the Chat Pack movie,
I winked for the
Chat Pack, comma, Occasionally Live, semicolon, The Goof Troop, and then another semicolon, Paul's new hat.
I got a new hat. Courtesy of Ava Jones. I'm gonna zoom in here. You can see.
Did she just? I feel like Ava just buys you hats so that she doesn't have to deal with the smell of your old one when she.
Well, this is the first hat she has by, but you're 110% correct. I don't know if it was necessarily the smell or the fact that the hat that I was wearing has little to no structural integrity left. Like, if you were to actually, if you feel the bill of that hat, because I wear it as a work hat now, if you feel the bill of that hat, it doesn't even come close to feeling like. What an actual bill should be. This one,
Paul's got a good bill on
this. I got a good cardboard. I haven't bent this one a lot yet, but I need to.
The old one, if you squeezed it, there was a secretion.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
Wring it out.
I did wring it out multiple times because I could literally take it and like it was just because the bill, I didn't care about it at that point. I literally would just, when I would wash it, I would just take it out and just. That's not really
even on the bill.
It'd be like a. Ooh, that was a gross one.
You nailed it.
So, Paul, it's not like a wet fart.
As far as you being alive, do you think that you spent most of it hatted with a hat on? Do you think the majority of your life you've had a hat on?
Now, that's an interesting question, Ben, because in the second half of my life, so I'm 25, so if we're going from 12 and a half onwards, right, of years. When I got to high school, they let us wear hats inside, which was not a rule.
How did you learn?
Allowed to be. That was not a thing in.
But you can't learn with a hat on.
No, that's what they made it. They made it seem like.
Paul.
Yeah, it was distracting. And I've worn a hat every day since freshman year of high school until that one day senior year at Montrose that I went to class without my hat on.
That was weren't you like pretty disheveled too?
Yeah, through my whole, like the whole class, I couldn't stop thinking about the fact that I didn't have a hat on.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
an odd anxiety. I feel
it's
like a
weird,
lot of
right?
Have
it's
it,
really
though.
Weird. Like I actually, like I've been doing it more like going out places without my hat.
That
just,
is so brave.
Thanks, Ben.
That is so
thanks,
brave.
I really try. But I can't lie, man. It's still uncomfortable almost every time I do it. So I don't know. But now that I got the work hat and I got the new hat, I'm trying to make this hat last a little bit longer.
Yeah. So just make sure you don't get flower kills hats, dude.
Yeah, I have my old hat. Now I just keep it in my bag because I have to wear a hat at work.
Okay.
Yeah. So now I just use that hat, and this hat just stays at home, and I don't wear it until
it's
I get
your
home.
Hat.
Yeah, it's my home, but it's like I've already been outside in the snow and the rain, and it like it's my hat. Also, it's like it's also just along for the ride. It's got to be ready for that.
Do you ever switch over to the beanie?
Yeah, actually, I had one episode. This is my beanie here.
Oh yeah, don't you have a Denver Broncos beanie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You could do both.
Beanie over the flat belt.
There you go.
So
that's a good look.
Now we're
that's festive. That's very festive.
Yeah. I feel like
it's got a puff ball on the end to make sure you know you're kidding
football
around.
Season. The Broncos aren't involved, but we got the Broncos hat on here. That yeah, this is the beanie I wear. It's a little much, but for me, I think that's right. You know, I'm a bit much sometimes.
I like that hat.
Most of the time.
Yeah, I like it too. It's warm. It's good. It goes well with my big Broncos retro sweater. It's one of the very few times I have a matching fit. And the fit is fleek, as the kids say.
So matching, though, is not the same color. They're complementary colors, I thought.
I have no idea what it means to match your clothes, Ben.
Well, you can match your hat, but you can't wear pants that are the same color as your shirt.
I've made that mistake. I've done that. What about a tan on tan or a blue on blue?
I think those.
What if you have like jeans and like
jeans,
if I was to
wear
this shirt
with jeans
with like a blue jeans, would that
you
work?
Can wear anything with jeans.
If you were to see the bottom half of this shirt, you would see how disgusting it is because of the cream cheese I made today.
I'm just saying that you can't
made
wear
eight.
Like regular blue pants with a blue shirt. That's a faux pas.
Most of my fashion is a faux pas. So
that is your fashion then.
It's a faux pas.
Oh, Ava says I need to spruce up my look, my fits. She says I have a lot of clothes that I don't wear, which is true.
Yeah, actually, so it's funny you mentioned that. I'm on this new kick with Kelsey and I are leaving Athens in like a year and a half, and I'm trying to really prepare for it. And I'm getting all of my clothing like condensed down into just the few things that I wear. Like I think I'm gonna go with six total, like. Jackets or hoodies or winter coats. Like I've got like six things picked out that I'm gonna hold on to, you know, and then get rid of all of the other ones so I don't have, because I feel like everybody has like six or so hoodies, you know, maybe a couple more, a couple less,
they
and
collect.
Then you've got like fleeces and then crew neck sweaters and then long, like, you know, and it just goes on and on, and I'm trying to just condense everything down into just the necessary things so I could keep all of it in a van if we were traveling, or you know, making it easier because we're kind of thinking about moving across the country, you know, especially after the Salt Lake trip that we did with Trevor and Amanda. Ew. Salt Lake's incredible.
We'll dive into cool that city. The part of that in a second, but I just want to throw my two cents in it. Caleb, you own like five things of clothing. Like I don't really quite understand what downside.
I've collected
you wear
a lot.
The same two pants.
Exactly.
You wear the same
That's
pair
the
of shorts. And then you have like three t-shirts. Like, I don't know what downsize. What are you going to do? You're going to downsize to a loincloth?
I don't mean downsize in like amount of clothing I wear on a regular basis. Like, I'm not going to go from
like
long sleeve tees.
You're
going to
make a drastic reduction. What are you talking about? Like, all of your clothes could probably fit in like a traditional chest of drawers.
I wish that was true. I truly do. But like, I could, here, let me show you this.
Is it chest of drawers or dresser?
I think that they're two different things. So look at that's a whole closet full of just dress clothes and sweaters and half of it's Kelsey's actually.
Yeah, there's no way that you own that many clothes.
Like, I wish that were true. I really do, and I'm trying to make it that way. But
I
like,
lived with
I've probably
for
got
three
like 25
years.
T-shirts.
Was that your
high
pink?
I collected more
banana hammock.
If anything, you've probably gotten less clothes than when you moved into Montrose.
No, like, because I've gotten a lot from my parents' house that, like, they had been holding for me, and so I've got, like, you know, probably 10 dress shirts, like, a handful of flannels, probably, for some reason, I have so many sweaters. I have, like, 10 sweaters. I never wear sweaters, ever. Like, except for the Christmas holiday party kind of thing, you know?
That's just time to wear a striped sweater is all the time.
I respect that line, so I was going to let it happen. No, Stop at the Holden. Ben, pull the microphone. Thank you. Yeah. We need some. Actually, that's really enlightening. To increase the quality of this podcast, I think we just need to always have somebody there that can slowly pull the mic farther and farther from Paul until. Yeah, until he like stops whatever he's singing or ranting about.
What's funny is
trying to do ASMR with soda
on the fly. That was you.
There's no proof of that.
That's false. I got a pre-recorded. I got the pre-show, whatever we call it, whatever that nonsense I recorded.
You didn't. No, I'm gonna hack into your computer. It's clearly very easy.
I finally ridded all of that shit off of my computer.
What did you do? Reset your whole computer?
No, I dug into the damn files and I did Google searches on ones to make sure I wasn't deleting anything important. And I got the fake ones because it made like 6 duplicates
I'm proud
of itself.
Paul.
In
See,
my
that's all it takes. Have you, how much?
It was unfair, dude. It was bullying me. It was like, what the fuck? And then, you know, in all honesty, Adobe was like acting like malware for a bit there because I had said I had an unverified piece of software or something, even though I'm signed into the station's Adobe. And it would just pop up and like you would have to click learn more and be directly navigated to their website. And I was like, this is intrusive.
Yeah. Is there like a task manager for Macs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks,
it's a different key command, I think.
Yeah, it's not as easy as control alt delete. That's for sure.
I don't know, but there's like you can kind of task manager everything with force quit. You can
That's
force
true.
Quit. So you can just like shift command Q anything, any program individually, and it's just force quit. But it's less powerful. Like I think Windows can really just like cut something and make it go away. Where Apple sometimes you try to force quit it and then like the mouse turns into the little spinning beach ball and you're like, oh fuck. This is not fun.
And you're just like, hopefully that stays. Just like our mic stand right now, because I'm think it'll stay. Because I moved my mic, so I was setting this up during the beginning of the show. Trevor got to listen to most of me struggling to put my microphone back up. But I had a hanging thing, like a clothes rack thing where you can put your clothes on the different shelves and it hangs in your closet. You know what I'm talking about? And so one of the hooks ripped off and it fell down. So I just put it on in my room as just kind of like out there. Doesn't look too bad. What? It's all right. It's kind
of
tacky.
Struggle of the home producer.
Wait, what does the closet thing have to do with your mic stand?
Oh,
okay. Sorry. Continue. All right.
I got a method to my madness here, buddy. So madness I set to, because my ceiling in my room, and if you probably listen closely enough, I got an echo in here that you can hear, especially with how loud I am. But I put my mic in my closet. And then I just was doing all my recording in my closet.
Whoa. You just said closet. So good. New England.
Closet.
I just put my mic in my closet. It was like just that one word.
I was talking to my mom before the show.
Yeah. It was like so like Midwest, all of it. And then all of a sudden, closet. Jeez, it's Paul.
My head's very warm in this. What do you think? I'm right in your face with it, though. That's what I kind of like.
Your head kind of looks like a vegetable. You know?
Yeah, I got like an eggplant vibe going on.
You look like a
VeggieTale.
An eggplant vibe.
Is that what you call the people in VeggieTales? Because I know it's tails by the veggie. So are they just veggies? But I would call them VeggieTales.
They know what they are.
Veggie people.
But I'd like to call them VeggieTales. The vegetalians.
Vegetalians.
It's the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song.
That was
They're veggies
good.
Who tell tales.
Man, that really brought me back. As soon as you said that, I really wanted to hear a silly song.
Do you have a water buffalo? Yours is fat and mine is slow. Cheeseburger song? That one's not by Larry, though.
It's my cheeseburger.
Oh, where is my hairbrush?
Oh, that's another good one.
Oh, where?
Wait, do they have hair?
But Larry's bald. That's the whole thing. That's the joke. Larry's
you
bald.
You didn't have any hair.
Yeah, there's a whole course about that, Trevor. Don't you worry. Look it up.
So moving on.
I was too busy watching.
I'm joined on this podcast by our friends. We got feedback about spending more time on introductions, so we're going to do that just a solid 18 and almost 19 minutes into the show. I think actually that's counting my pre-record, so more like 15 minutes. I'm Paul Holden. I'm one of your hosts here at Chat Pack, joined by the elusive vampire medical illustrator himself, Ben Colvin's here. Ben, thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
And there you have
elaborate,
it.
Elaborate.
Now you got to introduce us. Come on.
You got to introduce. But I want Ben to elaborate.
That
more.
One over there is Trevor. And the
no,
one
but
over
that
there
doesn't make
Caleb.
Any sense.
Yeah.
The man audio behind the glass, the man who makes all this possible, chilling in Salt Lake City with a big old furry caterpillar above his lip. We got Caleb Cole minus Caleb Cole. It's Trevor Heim.
All right, that was a little backward. Did you get our bios mixed up?
I did, Trevor. That's what Trevor sounds like.
I pointed out, I said that that's one me. Is Trevor. And that one's Caleb.
It confused me.
This
you know?
One,
your,
this
arm,
one is
your
Trevor.
Arm didn't show up on the video, so I didn't know. The little names in the bottom left corner, we just completely disregard those as well.
Why does yours say cool?
Our audio
listeners. Because I changed it to cool guy, because I'm the cool guy.
Our audio listeners are like, what the fuck is going on right now?
It's more incentive to check out the stream. How about that? Anyway, Caleb also hanging out there. Oh, look, he's on the. If you were watching, he's like, oh, I'm so impatient. It's like, you and I spend half this time talking anyway. You can wait a little second to let these boys get some airtime.
I'm not impatient. I'm just sitting back and watching just Paul just word vomit all over.
I'm on it today, baby. We've had a little time off. I got two hats on. I got three things on my head if you count the headphones.
Well, what about the glasses?
Look at that eyebrow raise. Look at how many things go up when them eyebrows raise. I got a powerful forehead. Caleb has a mountain in his forehead. I have a powerful forehead.
Can't move mountains.
That's what you think.
Yeah, I mean, people definitely blow them up with dynamite.
Anyway, we were thinking of a topic for this show. Don't really have a more specific one. So we're just going to kind of break into catching up, winter break stuff.
I think that is a topic. What did you do over the holidays?
One of the things I wanted to start the show off with is I caught up on two movies. I didn't catch up on a lot of movies. I caught up on two movies. Actually, three. We watched a Bill Murray movie from the 1970s that wasn't really that good. Stripes, you can skip that one.
You don't like Stripes?
Dude, Stripes was not that good.
Oh, my gosh. I saw that movie so many times when I was a kid. I don't know why my parents like loved
it. See, I did too. I did too. That's what I'm saying. I was familiar with Stripes, and the parts that were funny were good, but like then there's just stuff that it's like, oh, yeah. Dude, this is what movies used to be, especially raunchy comedies.
When they did the whole boot camp.
They have two female people, the military police, and their literal sole purpose is to bang Harold Ramis and Bill Murray in the literal general's or the commander officer's house while he's out of town. Like, and then there's a whole scene where the commander is spying on a girl's like shower, but they're on an all dude boot camp thing. That was forgettable. But the other two movies that I watched
are for the course for the military, probably, but
I watched Avengers Endgame for the first time.
Finally.
And I also watched, finally. And boy, Ben, were you nothing but absolutely wrong about that movie. That was a 3-hour roller coaster ride of fun. Your take that it was bad and boring is abysmal at best. And I don't think you're allowed to have that take anymore because you sat and watched at least 35% of that movie
That's
with me.
That's not what I said. I said I would rather watch Inception. Which I still would rather watch Inception.
Back in the past. In the past. That's not what you said.
If we could put Inception on right now, I would watch it.
We could technically put Inception on right now. That would be doable.
Yeah.
And the Inception watches Inception is the superior movie. It's just us watching Inception.
Clearly. I mean, Inception is an all-time classic.
All-time classic.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Hmm. Is it the best Nolan movie?
No, I think Dark Knight's better. Dunkirk might be
Dark Knight
too.
I haven't seen Dunkirk,
but it's golems? Still really good. I mean, Nolan makes a lot of good movies.
Dark Knight is just like Christopher Nolan at peak Christopher Nolan. Like his movie formula is like that's like where his movie formula is the most clear. Is like in the Dark Knight, it's just like super Christopher Nolan. I'm kind of excited to see Tenet. Like,
what's that about? Do you know what it's about?
Time travel, basically.
No one knows what it's
that's
about.
That's what he always does something with weird time stuff where you have to kind of piece together the timeline.
It was dreams. He's done dreams. He's done
dreams.
He did that Nikola Tesla movie too, right?
What?
So like energy.
Tesla?
Right?
What Tesla movie?
The Magician movie.
Magician movie.
The Prestige?
I guess it had Tesla in it.
The Prestige.
Prestige.
I mean like.
The first movie
I guess
he did was
it
really
has
good.
Tesla in it.
What was the first movie? Do you remember what it was called?
Memento. Memento's
it's
awesome.
A guy who has amnesia.
Memento.
Memento's really good.
That's a good one.
I'm going to give a shout out though with Ben there. Dunkirk.
I want to watch that again.
Well,
I never saw it.
Do you want to go? Are you interested in that 1917 movie that just came out? It's about maybe. I think it's World War One, not World War Two, because Dunkirk was two, wasn't it? Or was it one as well?
Dunkirk?
Yeah, was it one or two?
What?
Dunkirk.
The movie. You should know this.
I didn't see
watch
two.
The movie.
It was the Germans.
1917. The trailers is just this guy running. He's just he's just running away from something.
I saw a post explosions. On Reddit that they showed them filming that scene. It was really fascinating. It's like they got this big rig and like all the charges and so many extras, like all the people that are running. I thought like in those scenes they do a lot of CGI of like to just put in the next couple people to just to build it out. But no, it was literally just this giant field of extras.
Like they did a whole charge?
Yeah, like a whole charge. Wow. Like it That's was like awesome. In a big field, and then they had like, because all the effects, like the explosion effects were practical too, blowing up. Like they obviously were set away from everybody and they were like, don't go in the big hole where the explosives are.
Dude, that's totally on my bucket list to be in like a movie as an extra and like a huge charge of like, you know, like a war movie. Like,
would you want to get killed?
Fields of people. What?
Would you want to get killed?
In the movie?
For sure.
Well, think about it. I think I'd want to like have a cool scene. There's a great chance you're on the screen, right? Like if Legolas is coming through the battle and he's chopping your head off, like you're in.
I'd like to like kill two people and then get killed by the hero.
That's a lot for extras.
I think what I would try to do is I would try to die twice.
You'd be,
I could be in the movie dying twice.
You'd be another extra in a different part?
No, it would be like I'd outsmart the director. It'd be like, there's a flaw in your film. You don't even know it. That guy dies, gets back up, dies again.
I would love it if like Ben dies once, and then like 10 minutes later, there's another scene of Ben with like a cheesy fake mustache dying again.
Like just the glasses, the fake glasses, whatever.
With the nose and the mustache. Yeah, I don't really mean the glasses, just a stick-on mustache. And you're like, oh, wait, isn't that the... You rewind, and you're like, that's the same motherfucker.
That guy just died. Because the best would be if it was like within like 5 minutes of each other, too. Like, he just died, and then he comes back and dies again.
But when I said like the bucket list thing, I don't mean like actually being like on screen, like you see me get killed or see me rushing in, like just in the field, like it's like a big swooping shot and they need like 300 people to like all dress up in this armor and run down or like dress up in this military outfit. That's what I think that would be cool.
Do you think on social media? Like they're just like, hey, we need 400 people to show up to this field.
Yeah,
and give you a nice suit of armor and you just run out there.
If you live near LA, you probably can get a slot.
I bet it
like
wouldn't
that be
that hard. I bet it would be easy to get in a movie if you lived in
LA. And I bet you a lot of people on the crew of the movie are also extras as well. Like you might be like a caterer or something. Like if you're just in that, you might like, hey, we need you. Go run straight.
Yeah. Just need a body of like, yeah, and it's like, but like there are more specific ones. Like if they need like, I could play a Viking because of my like long beard and long hair, you know? Like I just say that because I've been watching The Last Kingdom on Netflix, which is all right. It's all right.
Is it as good as Norsemen?
It's a little bit of a different playing field from Norsemen.
Norsemen was the funny one, right?
Yeah.
It's,
yeah. Like
it's a satire of Vikings.
Yeah.
Which is pretty funny, but then after like I think they did like two seasons, and like after the first season, you're like, I get it. Like, like funny really Vikings, kinda. One of them is like gay and like doesn't know it, but like is always like making weird like gay comments, you know? It's like,
it got a little repetitive after a while. There's no more fun. And it was also kind of like, it only is really funny when you expect it not to be funny for a little bit. But then once you expect it to be funny, it's like, yeah, they're not really Vikings anymore. They're just a bunch of goofy people wearing armor.
Yeah. No, it is silly.
The second thing I watched over the break was...
Circling back around.
Star Wars Episode 9. The Rise of Skywalker. And, you know, it's a little bit of a controversial movie. I don't know if you guys have been on the internet at all, but there's a couple people that say it's good. A couple people say it's bad.
I think a lot more people say it's bad than a couple people.
You know,
a couple people say it's good.
Paul is fairly tasteless on this one because he thought episode 8 was good too. So the opinion of somebody liked episode 8.
I thought episode 8 was the best out of 7, 8, 9.
I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, so there you go. So you literally are just a little Reddit shithead over here.
I'm a little upset. I'm a little upset with this movie, my gargoyle ball,
and I'm just going to be...
But I didn't see it. I didn't see it because episode 8 was so bad. I chose not to because episode 8 was bad.
I mean, I don't think you're missing out that big. Like, it's like, for me, like, I need to know what they're doing just so I can, even if I, just so I can criticize it or, like figure out why they're doing it. But it, no, it wasn't, I feel like they didn't need to open up a whole, like, three more movies in the Skywalker timeline, like, in that storyline. Like, they should have just gone straight to what Rian Johnson's going to be doing with this new trilogy, which is, like, a three movies, completely different story, nothing to do with Skywalkers, like... It's just going to be totally different.
Seems pretty easy, honestly, if you were to go through the new movies, all three of them, and if you were to, like, you'd have to do much more than this, but if you did just kind of cut out a lot of the stuff that connects to the old movies, you could have just made three movies
that are totally related different
to that stuff with, like, probably some really cool stuff, especially with some really cool ideas that they opened up in the last, or in episode 9, that I thought were, like, pretty cool. Especially in terms of the characters, like, I'm assuming you don't care if I spoil it for you.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert for Star Wars if you haven't seen it. Anyway.
That's the alert sound.
That's the alert. That is your spoiler alert sound. There was just some, I think Will's actually behind me though, so I'm not going to, and I'm loud, so I don't want to spoil it. I'm not really going to dive too much into what actually happens, but what they, what they do with Finn's character at the end and what his abilities are at the end, I think would have been made for some really interesting stuff to see
over
the course of the
three movies. Wait for more movies, wink, wink.
John Boyega is done. So done with Star Wars. It's he will not come back for anything. Dude, he spent the past 2 weeks basically dunking on Star Wars nerds because they're all upset about him not liking everything about it and him thinking that the romance that happens at the end of Star Wars is dumb, which I think a lot of people could.
You talking about like Kylo Ren and Rey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that was dumb.
It is pretty dumb. It was like so out of nowhere. They just like kissed and I was like, wait, what?
It didn't fit. It was pretty obvious. It didn't fit. My big thing, what I think what with this one is surface level in term. If it was like Caleb said, if this was just a solo story, like with something, it would be a great Star Wars movie, but it had to like live up to these other things or like be the conclusion to the, you know, the
already
Wars
concluded
saga.
Story.
Yeah. And it's just like, it didn't need to be because all of the like cool Star Wars stuff that they did in that movie, the space battles, the lightsaber battles, the worlds that they explored, the new characters they introduced, like so all that cool stuff was dope. Like,
oh, yeah.
It was super entertaining to watch. But then it's like, so that's why I really liked the movie. But then it's like when you do like actually break down the story and the ideas and some of the themes that they completely disregarded from 8. To retcon into 9 and then to try and do their own stuff, that's when it breaks down. And
so why didn't they have a meeting, JJ and Johnson, before they started the trilogy where they're like, here are 4 bullet points. These are the 4 things that are going to happen in these movies.
Was it always going to be divvied it up? Or I thought they thought JJ was going to do all 3.
Trevor, what are you saying?
No, they were going to do 3 different directors for like... Each movie was going to have a different director with like their own control of like what they wanted to do for that particular movie. But what happened was JJ made the first one, Rian Johnson made the second one, and then the third guy, I forget who it was, I want to say his name was like Terry something, he dropped out after the second one didn't do well, and then they brought JJ back because they were like, well, people kind of liked the first one, so JJ do that again, and then he had to like wrap up this whole mess of a trilogy because like they didn't make it... Like, they didn't decide an arc for the overall trilogy. They just did it one movie at a time, which doesn't make any sense.
It's crazy bad
idea. And you really can feel that it's like they are 3 different movies. Yeah. It's like the first one is just a carbon copy. Like, here's your nostalgia. Here's what you wanted for Star Wars coming back. Like, just so that's what we wanted. I mean, it was good for, again,
I would agree with Paul on the point that, like, the set production, the special effects
are so good.
So good.
Well, I would rather watch the new three movies like the over people, the prequels any day.
The people that worked on these movies did a great job.
Yeah.
The things that bother me are just like,
the story.
It's kind of disrespectful to the series because it's so.
Yeah. Well, like, and if I can interject together. Here, like the whole premise of like, we're going to revamp this story is flawed in itself because like the whole, like from Star Wars 1 to 6 is the character arc of Anakin Skywalker. Like truly, like that's the whole
right, exactly.
point. Is like you see him as a kid, he goes bad, he comes back to the good at the very, very end. And like that's, so he fulfills his whole purpose. But then bringing back the Emperor in season, or like not in season 9, in episode 9 is just such a bad idea. Like because like he brought balance to the
Sith.
Force.
Just do a bad Sith.
Well, Jar Jar
even
Binks.
Then, it's like supposed to, like he was supposed to destroy the Sith. So there's not supposed to be any more. Like that's the whole point of like Anakin's story arc. So that just went straight out the window. Like the whole thing of all 6 of those movies is completely, it's a moot point now. Right. You know?
So it's hey, like, but I will say, I can't Rogue even recognize One was those super movies. Good.
Yeah, but Rogue One was
that's
super
what they
good.
Should have been doing. Awesome. Is those kind and, of like.
And that could have just been over, like, instead of, like, getting Empire plans, they could have just done that as, like, you're trying to get this really valuable thing. Or, like, it could, you know what I mean? Like, it could have been, like, a whole, like, pirates. It could have been space pirates, you know? Like, just all in the universe. It didn't have to be connected.
Or they did have the extended universe. They could have just used what other people had written, which is good.
Yeah, but they eliminated a good chunk of all that stuff in the canon long before.
The Star Wars Legends series. Right,
because like,
Legends
was
like the stuff afterwards.
Yeah. Well, that's what. Have but you like, seen that I interview mean, too, where Kathleen Kennedy is saying how like making this new trilogy was really difficult because they didn't have any material to go off of, and like they didn't have any like inspiration for anything, and everyone, all the fans are like, "What the fuck are you talking about? There's so
There's
much stuff.
Books.
There's so much you could have made."
But and like yeah, like all of, like Leia and Luke training new Jedis, and like they could have just done so, like because there could have been bad stuff in the galaxy that wasn't Sith, like
yeah,
or the Sith was in like you know
in hiding or something,
it was the founding of the Sith, or like someone found Sith reading and like they've turned Sith, or Kylo is influences other people to be worse than him, or that other people that are bad in the universe see Kylo or see that stuff and they kind of like. Start going to do some other stuff. That
it's
be really
it's like,
funny.
Like not using the extended universe is like if for the Marvel movies, they're just like, we're not going to use the comic books to come up with cool storylines.
Yeah, let's tell Infinity War without actually following most of the Infinity War comic.
Like that's why it was really good is because it was a good story that you know is good because people already really like the story. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't know why they did that.
Yeah, there's just a lot of questions.
They should have just gone to a different universe. That's what, like, I almost, like, I don't want to be like, that pretentious Star Wars fan, but, like, I have a hard time even recognizing those movies, you know, as being part of the canon. Because it was just such an afterthought, and it was just, like, a bunch of people who had a lot of money and then bought it and then made bad decisions to, like, the story. It's, like, I don't know. It just doesn't really make any sense, you know?
Mm.
But then, like, at the same time, we got such an awesome series with The Mandalorian. Like that's
so
it's pretty
that's,
cool.
That's one thing I was gonna bring up is like
I haven't finished
I enjoyed,
it yet, so you can't spoil the last 2 episodes.
No, yeah, I won't spoil anything, but no, what's interesting to me with like Star Wars right now is because these last 2 movies have been so like divisive on like the fan base, you know, like people hate them, people kind of like them, people love them, whatever, but like majority, a lot of people just are like really upset about these last 2 movies. I feel like it's because they've set like the bar low, I guess, with the movies that the other stuff that we've gotten, like The Mandalorian and Rogue One, like Ben mentioned, like are better, but they're not as good as people are like making them out to be. Because like
except for Solo,
what's that?
You skipped
he
over
said
Solo.
For Solo.
Oh, Solo! I love Solo, but
Solo
no, like,
is pretty cool. Yeah,
like Rogue One, for example, like. And Mandalorian has this problem too, is like, if you look at Rogue One objectively, without like considering any of the other movies, it's not really like that good of a movie. And really the best part is like the last 30 minutes, because that's when like the big battle happens and there's like, you know, they steal the plans and all that stuff. But like everything else that happens in that movie, like I would be hard pressed to name, except for Jyn Erso, because that actress did an amazing job. I'd be hard pressed to name any other character that's in that movie because they don't.
What about
they don't
the develop, guy that like, randomly anything. Kissed her at the end?
Yeah, the no, they don't kiss.
Oh, the droid.
They don't kiss at the end. They don't. Which is actually kind of a cool thing because they just die. Which is sweet.
They embrace. They just embrace.
Oh, they embrace. Yeah.
So they didn't have the Kylo Ren like Rey issue, but no, like that movie, like. If you don't know anything about
that Kylo could transfer like, his power to heal. Duh.
Shut up, Paul.
No, but like if you don't know anything about like A New Hope or anything like that, like all that beginning stuff of that movie is very like they don't really develop anything. It's kind of confusing. The acting's kind of terrible for how many good actors that are in it. And then you get to the towards the end, like back half of the movie, and it's just amazing. And so it's like,
you know, I do think
it's tough to judge a Star Wars prequel though on not knowing, you know, if you haven't seen
that's true.
Star Wars though, you know what I mean? Because if you're going to see Rogue One, odds are you're familiar at least enough with the Death Star and it's a bad. So like, cause if you could explain these people are going to steal the plans of the Death Star, they at least know. Cause if they don't know about that, then you're right. Then Rogue One really is going to be like, what are they doing? Like they got this.
Well, who's but nobody's jumping in to see Rogue One before seeing other Star Wars movies. Right. I mean, maybe. And maybe. Even if I they mean, are, it's not really directed at them,
but that's not your audience. That's not but, who you're really making the movie.
Yeah,
for.
Exactly. Like you, the audience is people who have seen Star Wars and want more. Like that's
so
the
how do you guys feel
movies.
About the copyright situation that now it's just, Disney owns Star Wars, and Disney's the people who are going to continue.
It's abysmal.
Kind of changing what Star Wars means.
It's terrible.
I mean, would you prefer if it was like two
use
people
an
own the copyright and they could just both make their universes and you could pick?
If there was what? Two people?
Like, let's say Sony owns the copyright and Disney.
Think of a Spider-Man situation.
Yeah, because, you know, like, I'm not bothered when there's a reboot of Spider-Man every 3 years. And then you can just say, well, I like this one the best. You know, Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just wish that it was somebody who, like, Disney is, I mean, they're basically printing money, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're doing with the Star Wars series is they're just trying to make money. That's like, and I know that's what any studio does. But like George Lucas didn't set out to like just print money with Star Wars. Like he had an amazing story that he
not
was trying to tell.
Not until he started re-releasing
the
DVDs
and the re-releases. I don't know. Like, I would say a lot of characters and designs in the prequels were specifically designed
but
to sell toys.
It's his baby. It was his
maybe
baby,
a little
and he's
bit,
not going
like,
to shit all over his baby.
And
yeah,
I don't
he's
think
a lot, yeah.
Like he didn't he like you know, people yeah. really hate some of the things that he did. You know, like putting Jar Jar in it, which I don't understand why people hate Jar Jar.
I actually
so
don't
much.
Hate Jar Jar.
I think he's awesome.
Lie.
Yeah, he was one of my favorite characters.
I wish that two had a lot more Jar Jar. There was too much Jar Jar, but I think the idea of Jar Jar as a fun alien on a fun alien planet.
It was so immersive to me as a kid. I had the biggest qualms with like people from Naboo, like who were just like trying to be so serious and it didn't really work out. I like Jar Jar just being in there, goofy.
No, quick side note, I was going to say that I heard like an interview or read something recently that the character Babu in Rise of Skywalker.
Babu Frick.
Apparently like higher ups in Disney, they were trying to, or they were worried about leaving him in the movie in any sort of like big role because they were worried that it would be another Jar Jar situation. And then like what's kind of ironic is that he ends up being like kind of the best part of that movie.
He's a smash hit.
He's
like
awesome.
everyone loves Babu Frick.
But they were like,
pops up at the end.
He could be a Jar Jar.
That was like Baby Yoda too. Like Baby, like they wanted to not make Baby Yoda a puppet in The Mandalorian. They wanted to have him be animated. So and
no
then
way.
Werner Hitzfeld, the guy who plays the client, you know, he's like, let me offer you a libation to celebrate the ending of our shared narrative.
That is
you know?
That is not how it's supposed to work.
Dude,
yeah.
I can't take that guy.
I want to see the baby.
I can't take that guy seriously because he voiced that alien on Rick and Morty where he talks about how the humans worship penises.
Yeah. If it is small, it is funny. If it is big, it is funny.
Yeah.
Everything in their culture surrounds the penis.
Yeah.
But dude, like he was the most, like, in all seriousness, his character is so perfectly Star Wars. It fits perfect. Like it's like dramatic, but then it's like also very different and he speaks in like a different dialect. But I was going to say with the whole Baby Yoda thing that like they had it as a puppet and then people were like no it has to be animated, this is ridiculous. And then he allegedly called the leader on set a coward.
Yeah.
Like, you're a coward if you try to pull this back and don't do a puppet. And then it's like by far and above, like, it blew the internet up. Nobody, yeah, nobody doesn't know who, like, Baby Yoda is, but they use Reddit.
Well, every and that's like, person.
Baby Yoda is way cuter as a puppet in his puppet scenes than he is in his so animated good. Scenes.
Yeah. Well, and somebody tried to tell me on Reddit. Sorry, go ahead, Trevor.
No, that's just like a prime example of that. I feel like Star Wars is one of those things that can't be made by a committee because it's like you just got to well, run can't be made with. By,
yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got to be like that was like one thing like in The Mandalorian that like the first two or three episodes really was rubbing me the wrong way. Like it swung around and I like it a lot. But the first two or three episodes, like remember they're on that one planet when he meets Cara Dune and yep. there's like a waitress who comes up and is like, what can I get for you, honey? Kind of thing. And it's like it just felt like not a Star Wars universe at all. I mean, it just felt super normal and like. I don't know. Like it was almost the same interaction that like the robot had with Obi-Wan in episode 2. You know, when he comes over, like he's sitting in the diner and he's like trying to figure out what the poison dart is. And that like
one big, of them like, Kaminos.
Robot... Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like the robot lady comes up and serves him. And it was just like if they would have done it as like an alien or it's just I don't know. Like same thing with remember episode 1 in The Mandalorian where there was that like blue guy that Mando was collecting. So like what was that like his like New York accent did not fulfill.
Why did they give him so much dialogue and so much screen time? I don't know.
And like he should have had like an accent or like talked in a different language, but instead it was just like
It's not like awful. He said anything any important too. It's just the classic, I'm the rich scumbag that got caught by the bounty hunter. How much are they paying you? I can pay you more. And it's just like, it should have been,
I gotta
throw your ass
shit.
in the carbonite. You're done.
Yeah. Yeah. And he got so much dialogue. Like
so, and it's also like
terrible voice
Everyone
acting.
Knows how to open up Mando's gun case.
I don't know.
And don't why know. Did that guy not grab, I don't know, any of them?
Is so bad. I don't know. Like that bit was. I was like really like what? How do you say the director's name? John Favreau.
I thought he was writing. Did he direct too?
He's directed a few of them, but not all of them.
It's different directors, okay. Right?
Yeah.
He's definitely a writer and like the main producer. Like that's his show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure. Like he's in charge.
Yeah.
But yeah, at first I was like, there was a target on his back for those first three episodes. It was
so
rough,
painful.
Man. Yeah,
I think the first episode is really the only the. It's interesting. I'm at episode 6, and I would say episodes 2 and 3 were the stronger. When they flee to the farm, and then the gunslinger episode, it's kind of just like, what happened? Like, why are like especially yeah. the gunslinger episode? It's like, did you? A lot of shit went down. And you left a lot of questions, and I know a lot of answers come at the end, and like the last two episodes are supposed to be like pretty darn, especially the last episode. But like right now, stuff. I'm kind of sitting there like this group that isn't supposed to come above ground, the whole fleet,
yeah,
is up there. You're taking on every bounty hunter, assuming in at least that part of the galaxy, like that stuff's really like that was the stuff I was kind of more interested in, like. I get it. You have the episode. They got to run away, and they find that, oh, it's not safe. Got it. But after that, I was kind of hoping it would get back to the fact that we have a baby fucking Yoda, maybe.
Like, yeah.
You know?
And Mando's like, just bringing him out, and he's, like, slinging gunshots everywhere, and, like, he's just sitting
has
there
him in the
little
baby
leg.
Carrier.
Yeah, but
no, that's,
I guess...
That's exactly the point I was making with, like, Rogue One, is, like, I think Mandalorian kind of suffers from the same issue where it's, like, we had some really good stuff towards the end of it, and it made people forget all the kind of boring and not so good stuff that we had for most of it. And I'm
like, if yeah. it, I will like, say, I feel like if I'm it the only wasn't one a Star like, Wars thing, I don't think I would have kept watching it.
Yeah,
like, after the first exactly. 2 or 3 episodes, I think I would have dropped it because I was like, failed attempt.
Yeah, and
it's
I just kept like,
interesting.
Yeah, sorry.
It you know it seems like it's kind of hard to just keep a franchise alive after, because it was really George Lucas's vision,
mm-hmm.
and like that's what made Star Wars really incredible. And then now it's like J.J. Abrams is doing it, or whoever's doing it, and they're like they have their own style, and they'll want to do their own thing. And sometimes you'll watch it, and you're like, oh, I don't really want to watch like J.J. Abrams' version of Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I want to watch Star Wars. But like at the same time, it's, you know, like,
especially
it's
when,
almost
like
I would kind of wish like Disney or whatever would say J.J. Abrams is an amazing director and he's not going to reboot Star Trek or reboot Star Wars or whatever, but they're just going to let him do his thing. Obviously, you won't make as much money doing it that way, but sometimes it's kind of like it kind of inhibits the director because they don't have complete creative control over a franchise like Star Wars.
I think it's
or
necessary. It's like having like a restaurant without like a person in charge. It's not going to work that. It's important to have just one person who's like in charge, you know? I said it's kind of like having a restaurant with only like with nobody in charge. It's just like everybody's running around doing their own thing. It's like you're not
like making a movie by committee, you mean?
Yeah, well, and especially with like the whole idea that there was no overarching like story, and they took it one movie at a time. It's just like, of course, that's not gonna work. Like, it's like you want to tie things into this movie. Like, you need to foreshadow and like drop hints, but then like withhold answers and then do intelligent things to bring it all the way around. Like, I mean, imagine,
you know,
if
George Lucas
was
making the movie. If George Lucas made this new trilogy, it may be bad, but it would have at least, you know, it would have at least like you could look at it and say there was one person who made all of the big decisions and it will, you know, make sense in that kind of grand scheme of things way. Where in this case, it's like, was that the board of trustees that made that decision? Was it JJ who made that decision? Like,
yeah,
I know some of that kind of bothers me.
And I've heard that,
you know,
like,
you know, film is art. You have to let the artist make the decisions. But then when you're just rebooting franchises to make money, it gets so weird.
Yeah. I mean, you'll never get something as good as the original product. I just don't think it's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I had heard that J.J. Abrams, which this was just like a rumor going around or whatever, but I'd heard that he didn't even get to see like the final theatrical cut that ended up like going to theaters before it was released, which like that's not what the role of director is supposed to be. Like the director should have complete control over the final cut, like whatever it is, you know. But apparently a bunch of changes were made like without him, and then it was sent to like sent out to theaters and stuff after that. But who knows?
It seems like it'd be a bigger deal.
Well, that's right? One thing that really bugs me about this new trilogy was like, you know, love it or hate it, I just hate that there was like so many like retcons and rumors and like after the fact stuff that they were like, oh no, this should have been this or this was supposed to be that and whatever. And it's like, you know, George Lucas made the prequels and we all collectively agreed that they're bad, but George Lucas never was like, well, actually this was meant to be this and this was this and I'm going to retcon that and whatever. Like,
well, and you know, we didn't collectively agree that they're bad.
They're some terrible movies.
One and three are great. I'll admit two sucks. But like three is great. Best Star Wars like fighting in all of the series.
Like three is arguably
absolutely. If you think any lightsaber battle in the prequel doesn't hold a fucking flame to any of the new ones. The lightsaber battles in the new ones are
wrong.
The choreography blows it away. Are you kidding? There's
no way. Go back and watch episode three.
I will watch Hayden Christensen and Ian McGregor stand on obviously CG'd platforms going like this versus highly choreographed fucking art. You're gonna tell me the red throne room scene in episode eight is not the best like fucking
use of a
lightsaber that we've seen in all of them?
Because when I was watching that, I was so distracted by how confused I was by the plot at that point that it was kind of hard to appreciate
also
like the small details.
I agree with I agree with Paul that the lightsabers in the new trilogy are like my favorite out of any lightsaber or special effects that we've ever gotten, but the red throne room scene is a really poor example of that, because that fight scene is horrible. Like the choreography is terrible in that scene. Like there's
it
guys
more like a dance.
Well, there's a part where literally there's the guy with like two blades, and then there's the guy with like whatever the whip thing is, and Rey starts fighting one of them, and the other one's just standing there. Like waiting and waiting, and then she like takes down the one guy and turns around, and then he comes up and attacks her. And I was like, "What the fuck was that?"
You
guy
can say
doing?
That for like so many action movies, though, and video
but
games
not,
too. It's the classic. Why is there
so
the group
bad.
Of?
But
of
this
people?
Is a multi-million-dollar Star Wars movie. Like someone
so
on
bad.
Set should have been like, "Why is that guy just standing there?" And then when he fights her, he's got two blades, and she locks up his one arm, and he just has his other arm over there. And then she like takes him out. And then after that scene, you see that he only had one blade. And I'm like, where did the other blade go? That doesn't make any sense. he could have just stabbed her in the back of the head. I don't even know.
It just doesn't make any sense that they're even going to use, like, why are they not just using the Force on him? Why are they fighting them with the swords in general? Like, they're not Jedis. All they have to do is hold them back, right? Like,
you'd have to, at that point, it's Rey hasn't trained with the Force at all. She's just Force sensitive at that point. The only time she shows, like, any... She shows, like, she can get her lightsaber.
About Kylo Ren?
And that's it. I mean, I don't think Kylo's necessarily as worried, though. He's kind of like, same thing with
Kylo Ren, like, almost losing to Kylo, like, Kylo's... What is it? Kylo Ren's Knights?
The Knights of Ren?
The Knights
well,
of
didn't
Ren,
have a yeah. lightsaber at that point. I mean,
you don't need one. You're a Jedi. Like, come
but
on.
But you'd have to imagine that they are like the high. I mean, the Knights of Ren are supposedly they were kind of throwaway. They didn't do much. There's a Disney Plus for series waiting to happen. I guarantee it. You'd have to imagine that they are either Force sensitive themselves. Or like highly trained, they are.
I mean, like most things are. Most people are Force sensitive, and like because you know, it's like Han is supposed to be Force sensitive. Like even Chewie is supposed to be slightly, but it like I don't know. There's just so many holes, and I know that there's a lot of holes in some other Star Wars movies. It's not just
this is like an older. This is an old gripe, but just like also the way they did character development that like. Which one? Finn?
Dude.
Right. Oh, yeah. He has a useless story arc. There's like.
No, Finn's
a stormtrooper. That's Rey.
Rey. In like, you know how people say the episode 7 is just a reboot of episode 4?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that's different is in episode 4, if Luke had a lightsaber battle with Darth Vader, Luke would fucking die. Like, he would just get absolutely destroyed.
Well, and he does in episode 5. He loses a hand.
Yeah. But in episode 7. Rey is just like, oh yeah, I know how to do the lightsaber stuff, and just literally kicks Kylo Ren's ass, and it's like, well then what's the point of having a trilogy? Like, you could just end it right there. She just beat the Sith guy.
The point was to show, I think there was like, that was supposed to foreshadow the conflict. I think it was also to foreshadow the conflict that
Kylo had. Episode 4 did a better job of kind of developing characters, and again, it's just like they didn't have vision. There's no vision of a long
yeah, and it's and all. It's hard with like something like that too, because it's like, again, when the original ones happened, it was like, all right, here's the story. They're, you know, Luke and Han and Leia were all being developed. Luke, Han, and Leia weren't a thing, and all, you know, when it comes to the new ones, because my big thing that going back like to the newest one too is, I would this is my guess. I haven't read anything. I haven't seen anything. There was supposed to be a lot more with Carrie Fisher, and there was supposed to be a lot more about Carrie Fisher training Rey, and a lot more stuff about something else.
Which
and
is
I think that
sad
would've...
and unfortunate.
Exactly. Yeah. I think you would have seen a lot. I don't. I don't know if maybe this was the thing, but I think if Carrie Fisher didn't die, I don't think Palpatine would have came back, because I think that what's the ultimate link to bridge the, you know, Kylo and everything together to end this finally once and for all.
Yeah,
Carrie Princess Leia. I mean, she does it again. You know, it's like
General Organa.
Yeah, General. Yeah. So it's just kind of like, I think if, you know, what's also hard to like when I looked at that, the last Star Wars was like, what would have happened if Carrie Fisher didn't die? Because I think, because you can clearly, I mean,
it
the
definitely
stuff they did,
contributed to the train wreck.
Yeah.
In the way that like,
because like this isn't much of a spoiler, but in the beginning of the movie, Leia is doing and like working on and doing some training with Rey, and I think that would have been way more fledged out had you actually been able to have Carrie Fisher come in and, you know, act and do things.
To be fair, Luke had like, he went to Dagobah and like chilled with Yoda for a week, and then he was like, all right, I'm good.
Well,
so like,
but
that was
his
choice,
supposed to be like, I think
like
that
was his whole thing,
was
he was leaving his training and he was going to go fight no matter what. This was his destiny, blah blah. There was a lot more to Luke leaving that.
Because he leaves and then he gets his hand chopped off and then he goes back to train because he's like, okay, yeah, I needed to, because he said he was going to come back, because he does, but, I mean, he kind of fails miserably. Like, he survives, but he doesn't succeed, which I like.
Yeah, that's kind of part of the, I think that's part of it, is that you need the villains to be really villainous.
Like,
and
the
that's
heroes
also
need
to
fail
to
every once in a while, but they start, Disney is like, it's bad money if the heroes fail, you know? It just,
yeah.
I don't know.
What sucks
But at the same time, kind of like the point you made with The Mandalorian, like, if episode 7 was like the good guys didn't win in the end, it's not like I would stop watching the movies, because it's Star Wars. Like,
You go mean, back. The good and guys see don't it. Win in episode 5. That's for sure.
Yeah, no. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, right. If you have a franchise like that, I think you can be North a little three. More brave as far as what happens, just because people will continue to watch it even if you don't, like, you know, give them the everybody wins in the end every episode. You know.
Well. And what sucks, it's
good to have the good guys lose.
Or at least like what bums me out is I think like The Force Awakens had some really great ideas with like introduction of the characters that it had. Like, for example, Caleb was saying how like these new movies kind of made Anakin's arc like null.
Useless.
But what sucks is like, so you had Anakin and his arc through 1-6 is like a, well, he I guess it's kind of confusing because George Lucas' storyline or whatever, but I like to think that Anakin's arc was kind of, he was like a good guy that got pulled to the dark side because he wanted to save his loved ones and things like that. And then you have in Force Awakens, we meet this character, Kylo Ren, who is like essentially a mirror image of Anakin, whereas Anakin was good being pulled to the dark. Kylo is like full on dark and being pulled to the light. Which is a super interesting like enemy character arc, because like you have this villain that, you know, typically you should hate the villain, but he's kind of like being pulled back to like the good side, and so it's this very like conflicted character. That would be a super interesting arc. They just didn't do the arc very well. And that's the same thing with like Rey is essentially a mirror of Luke, whereas like Luke, when we meet him in A New Hope, he's stranded on this desert planet. He just wants to get off and he wants to join and do something great and whatever. Whereas Rey is stranded on this desert planet and is waiting there for people to come back to her. And she, like, she's a nobody and doesn't really want to be anybody that great. She just wants to know, like, what her purpose is in the world kind of thing. So you have this,
who,
like,
she is.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, Finn and Poe were great, like, if they had utilized them better, because it's like you have Finn who hates war and leaves, you know, the First Order because he doesn't agree with what's happening. And then you have Poe, who's this like hotshot pilot who loves war because it's like a fun game to him. And so those are like great, like, you know, opposites to be on screen together and like learn things from each other. And they did nothing with any of that. Like, it would have been such great storytelling, and they just did nothing with any of that stuff. It's just like,
Them as a group, though, I think they are a dynamic group of actors, and I think they acted really well with the stuff that was given to
them.
Love
because I think
the dynamics
character.
Between like that whole group, that's what I liked, that Nine was, here's the crew, and I love how the crew when they're all together and like when they're working and like bouncing off each other. I think you might not like what there is and what they say or like that stuff, but like that is the chemistry between them.
One thing I think they did great in number 9 was bringing back Lando. That was cool. Like, they brought back the real Lando, and like, it's another like member berries kind of thing. Just like, remember this when you liked this, and you know. But it was. I thought that was pretty well. Other than like Lando showing up with like 10,000 ships out of
literally
nowhere.
The end of Avengers Endgame just reprinted onto Star Wars. Now that I think about it, it's hilarious because it works out kind of almost the same thing. Like, I'm sure, Caleb, you don't care about Endgame spoilers, right?
No, I don't.
So at the
basically
Captain
Endgame?
America is
nope.
He doesn't see any. What? Captain America is standing up to Thanos and is basically his entire army at this point. Like, Captain America is standing up there. And it's looking bleak. And then you hear in his headset, it's like, on your left. And then it's like, everybody comes back. Everyone that got killed and snapped off by Thanos, and they're all opening portals. And I'm everybody.
Even
and their grandma.
Even Howard the Duck
coming
shows
out
up.
Here. Yep, Howard the Duck is there. I mean, like, they are all there. And
what
it's
about Moomin Rider?
It's
probably
is Moomin Rider there?
I don't think Moomin Rider. That's a different series.
Just as a throw,
Jerry from Sales.
Dude, can't wait for. Have you guys seen the second season of that yet? If not, you need to watch.
Oh,
that,
but wait, it's out.
Yeah,
One Punch.
It's on Hulu, dude.
Oh no, I haven't. But
it's good. It's not as good as. Well, I don't know. I think some stuff they do is good, but
I don't know. I just didn't like the whole all of them coming back. Like, it was just like, I remember my brother walked out and he's like, the message to that seemed very clear that it was resist. And we're stronger together. And I was like, yeah, it's just like, come on. Like, we get it. Like,
well, they answered the call this time. They didn't answer it in 8. And now they're standing.
And like, yeah, like, come on. Like, this was much more bleak. Like, you're saying, like, and then same thing with just like, what's bigger than a Death Star? 1,000 Death Stars. All right.
I know. I thought the fleet was pretty tight. I thought that because it made sense that they finally have narrowed it down to a cannon on a big ship. Like, other than making these big fucking things, they haven't been developing. Make sense?
I don't know, they just have the resources to like quietly build like a fleet of a thousand of them.
I mean, right? Like, and then I thought they were like ghost ship thing, and they were doing some Sith stuff. That's why they got so many. Like, I wasn't thinking of like the actual like they logistics. Went and built these ships. I was just like, Emperor Palpatine is alive, so he has an abundance of power that he's just.
I think
raising ships out of the ground.
If you want to do stuff like that masterfully. There have to be undertones of it throughout
like reasons
that build up to it. That's why Game of Thrones is really good, because when anything happens up until like season 7+, we don't talk about that. But before that, when anything happens, you can trace it back and see it like happening in the background.
Yeah. Where I'll literally flip back through the books and be like, oh my gosh, they did foreshadow that, and I same totally thing missed with Mar- it.
That was Marvel's entire plan for their entire the Infinity War. They literally get like all of that. It's like
when Marvel,
I can't speak to any of that.
It was ten minutes of movies that they set up to go for this one movie.
But like the end of Endgame, it didn't feel like it was.
Yeah, well, it's because it's got to be the new era of whatever the fuck they're gonna do.
But yeah, like the Marvel,
won't be nearly as interesting.
The Marvel thing, they've been setting it up for like 20 movies, and that was all. I would say that was all Kevin Feige that did that, and so like they need someone like that who can run the show and like control the canon and like control everything that's going on, instead of just like Disney as a corporation being like, we don't like that. Make that like this.
Snoke would have been way cooler, and like the idea of the Emperor would have been way like of coming back would have been seem way less like thrown in there if you were hinting at it the entire trilogy. Like, have it like do something minor, do a post credit scene, like do something minor or like an overheard, like, hey, we went to this, we heard that this planet or we were out near this thing and we got a weird transmission and it sounded like Palpatine or something like that. Yeah. Or like
it just the movies felt like an improv set. Like,
because then they just like all over the place. Exactly. Because they were like, here's this. Because Snoke was supposed to be the big thing. They're like, just a clone. And it was like, you know, it would have been way cooler to know if that he was just a clone, other than just giving us the
just a clone.
Why didn't you just have episode 8, the big kicker at the end? We find out the last scene is Snoke was a clone of fucking Palp or like part of the thing. You know what I mean? It would have made
they just got striped by the light in his house.
that might be a sign here. We were going to talk about our Christmas breaks, but instead, of course,
we talked about Star Wars
for basically.
That's okay.
We could start on Game of Thrones next and spend another 2.5 hours.
No, I can't. No, my heart health can't handle that. We can't do that.
Peter Dinklage.
Wieners.
Floppy wings. Anyway, this has been the Chat Pack Podcast. Thank you all so much for joining us here on this lovely Sunday afternoon. I'm going to go watch some football and put together groovy soup here. And but Trevor, thanks so much for joining us.
Of course.
Caleb, thank you.
You're welcome.
Weird face. Ben, making his last appearance probably for a long
time.
For
2020.
So soak it in.
This is the one episode in 2020 that Ben's going
to
be on.
We should make a shout out. We should make a shout out to the one person on Reddit who gave us some feedback. Next week, we'll do introductions at the beginning and we'll tell you what we're talking about, so you know.
To be fair, we didn't know what we were talking about before this episode, so us going on a really in-depth Star Wars thing actually worked out pretty
Paul
well for us.
We did. Paul just kind of
nailed it.
You could just record the introductions
I literally kicked it off with what it was, and I said I saw Star Wars, and then we just ended up.
Yeah. You know, if you want to make it consistent, we should just record our intros at the end and then put it at the beginning. On this episode, we will talk about this, and this. Because we don't know.
Yeah, we really don't.
We don't know what we're going to talk about.
We try to make it, but this one was pretty cohesive. Most of this episode was about it, but we'll dive into some more stuff because I do want to learn, or I want to talk to Caleb about skiing on a real mountain and all that good stuff as well. But anyway, follow along the podcast on Twitter, Chatpack Live. You can also check us out here on Twitch, twitch.tv/chat_pack. This will be up on Monday. And Ben's done even sticking around. He says, I'm done. I'm out of here.
Bye, Ben.
We're all out of here. Everyone, Ciao. Thank you so much for tuning in.